You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Hi everyone! Thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're so happy na magkakasama tayo na pag-uusapan natin ang salita ng ating Panginoon. Now, if you were not able to join us last week, we actually started a brand new series entitled The Gospel Expressed. This is the part 2 or the continuation of our initial series entitled The Gospel Explained. In that series, we aim to help people understand what the gospel really is and what it is for us. Now, at the same time, in this series, The Gospel Expressed, our goal is for us to put the gospel in application so that it would be visible, so that it would be seen in our daily lives. Now, to start our preaching, let me start by saying that what we view affects what we do. What we view affects what we do. Let me show you why. Or show you some examples. For example, pag nakakita tayo ng lamok na nakadapo sa ating mga kamay, hindi po ba't ang initial reaction or action na gagawin natin ay patayin yung lamok na yon? Diba, hindi naman natin isip, mayroon akong bagong pet. Hindi naman ganun yung reaction natin, pinapatay agad natin. Or probably, pag may nakita tayong aso na papalapit sa atin, kahit gano'ng ka-cute yan, pero pag ganito ang itsura, mukhang galit na galit, hindi po ba ang initial action natin ay tumakbo? Or siguro yung iba sa atin, hindi tayo gagalaw? Magpe-pretend tayo na para tayong bato? Why? Kasi may action tayong nire-respond dun sa nakikita natin. Okay, probably for some of us, lalo na kung sanay tayo sa mga online delivery, online shopping, or kapag ka gusto natin na pagkain, nagpapadeliver tayo, hindi po ba pag dumating na sila, may kumakatok na sa pinto natin, tapos nakita natin na ito yung kumakatok, na excite na tayo kasi andyan na yung delivery ko. Pagkain naman yan or item na binili natin online. May action po tayo na ginagawa. Or probably, kapag lumabas tayo ng bahay, especially ngayong season na, may virus na kumakalat. Hindi ba pag may nakita tayo na walang face mask tapos bumahin or umubo, hindi ba parang automatic ang action natin, lumalayo tayo, iniiwasan natin yung mga taong yon? Why? Kasi what we view affects what we do. I remember when I got married 6 years ago, when the pastor officiating our wedding said to us, "You may now kiss the bride." Siyempre, pagkasabi sa akin, humarap ako dun sa katabi ko. Tapos ito yung nakita ko. Grabe. Okay? You could only imagine the action that I did because of that. And I imagine ko pa, siguro nagmukha akong incredible. Why? Kasi the person that I'm viewing is of such great beauty. Sobrang ganda. Kaya hindi ko po napigilan. Talagang hinalikan ko po agad. Okay? Asawa ko na po yan. Okay? So, I'm saying that because we do believe, I think we would all agree that what we view affects what we do. It is true literally and it's also true figuratively. In fact, we could also say that what we are in view of affects what we do. What we are in view of affects what we do. Having said that, let me ask you this question. Is it possible that most of us commit or do things, wrong things in this life because we view things that are wrong as well? Is it possible that most of us do or commit wrong things because we are in view of wrong things in life? Now, if that is the case, don't you think it's important for us to check what are the things that we are in view of? Today, we want to answer and evaluate ourselves. And as we do that, we are going to be guided by the Word of God. So, as our main scripture for this afternoon, we're going to read from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. So, if you have your Bibles with you, please open it now. Ilabas na po natin yung Biblia natin. Let me read it for you. I'm going to read from the New International Version, 1984. It says here, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Let us pray. God, we thank you for indeed today you're going to teach us how to worship you and put it in application. Thank you, Father, that we would not just worship you with our hearts, we would worship you with our life, with our actions. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, in the scripture that we read, I want you to understand that this is a pivoting scripture. It's a transition scripture because from chapters 1 to 11, we are basically talking about the gospel, the explanation of what the gospel is all about. But in chapters 12 to 15, the scripture is talking about how we put in application this gospel. So ito po yung transition statement. It's like a hook connecting the understanding to the application. Kaya very important po itong verse na binasa natin. In fact, pinag-usapan na natin to last week. And we said that this is something that we do. The worship that we do, we express to God, is something that we do in view of God's mercy. Okay? In fact, we said last week that we offer ourselves as living sacrifices in view of God's mercy. Take note, sabi doon, in view of God's mercy. And when we say in view again, it talks about consideration. We're saying that God is my main consideration. His mercy is my main consideration in my worship. A lot of people do worship God. And we see various expressions of that. But the Bible is saying here, if you're going to worship God, worship Him in view of God's mercy. Not in view of victory. Not because part ka ng victory, mag-worship ka. No. Not because you are following the command of your victory group leader. No. Not because you are asking God for a prayer request. God, sagutin mo naman tong concern ko na to, tong hiling ko na to. No, not because of that. Not even because antagal mo ng Kristiyano or tinatawag mong Kristiyano yung sarili mo. The Bible is saying here, worship God. And you worship Him in view or in consideration of God's mercy. Nothing else but that. We said a while ago na what we are in view of affects what we do. Therefore, in this scripture, if we would combine it with the scripture that we're reading, we're actually saying this, that what we do in view of God's mercy is our worship to God. What we do in view of God's mercy is our worship to God. I used to think that kapag pinag-usapan yung worship, we're talking about songs. But this scripture is telling us that worship is about the heart valuing God and expressing it in our actions. Okay? In other words, this is the truth, the admonition that God has for us in this scripture. That in view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God with our actions. In view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God with our actions. Now, let's read the scriptures or the passages after verse 1. Last week, pinag-usapan natin yung verses 1 to verse 8. Now, pag-usapan natin yung 9 to 21. In verse 9, it says there, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Let me pause there for a while because what you would notice in this set of passages is that this scripture are sets of commands. Okay? Parang inuutosan tayo ni Paul. Parang inuutosan tayo ni God. Because that is true. These are commandments. These are instructions. These are things that we are supposed to do. These are action steps. They are things na gagawin po natin. And these are things that are not easy to do. Or at least kaya natin gawin pero mahirap gawin lagi, consistently. But I want you to know that these are being commanded to us by God because it is with consideration of His mercy. Apart from His mercy, these things would just be religion for us. Apart from His mercy, viewing His mercy, these things would just be good works for us. Now, God is telling us we are to live our life of religiosity and we are to go to a life of worship to God in view of His mercy. Again, before I go to the scripture, maybe for some of you here, you are here and you feel like You're not in a position to worship our God. You're not worthy to come to Him. But God is saying His mercy is for you. You can come to His presence. You can worship Him even as you are. Wherever you are, whatever happened in your past, whatever you have done. God's mercy is for you. You can worship Him. Now, in the verses that we are going to read, it says here, love must be sincere. This love, this word, is a verb. It talks about an expression that we do or extend to other people. It must be sincere, hindi lang to pagpapanggap. Sabi doon, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Okay, it also says there, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. It's very specific kasi ang gusto ni Paul na maintindihan ng church in Rome is that when you talk about the love that we're to express with one another, it's like the love that we have for our family. Okay, hindi lang po yung basta-basta ang love na ginagamit natin. I love this mug, I love this color. But it's the affection that is being shared within a family. It says here, honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Honor one another. Serve. Okay? Kung makikita nyo po, yung mga scripture na binabasa natin, they are not scriptures that are hard to understand. Self-explanatory po yung mga scripture na binabasa natin. In fact, Bible scholars would say that Paul was probably reading here a set of practices among the followers of God. So parang binabasa niya lang, nire-recite niya lang. But the value of going through this is because Paul was trying to set the foundation for these actions. Na gawin nyo to, pero hindi nyo lang basta gawin, gawin nyo to in view of God's mercy. Why? Because in view of God's mercy, we are to express our worship to God with our actions. Basahin ko, let's go through that the other parts of the scripture. It says there, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with the people low in position. Do not be conceited. Makapapansin niyo po, lahat ng to parang pag pinakinggan mo, gets ko naman yan eh. But Paul is saying, we are to put this in practice. And the only way we could put this into practice or put it in action is when we view God's mercy. Again, in view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God with our actions. Now, I want you to notice something about the verses that we read. In these verses, you would see that yes, we're talking about action words, but these are action words that we normally do towards other people. Ibig sabihin nun, this scripture is also admonishing us, encouraging us that in view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God on how we treat others. On how we treat others. The question now is, on how we treat others, makikita ba na wino-worship mo si God? To the people that you live with in your homes, yung mga kasama mo ngayon, ramdam ba nila na wino-worship mo si God kung paano mo sila tinatrato? Kung paano mo sila kinakausap, kung ano yung actions na ginagawa mo sa kanila, kung paano mo sila sineserve, kung paano mo sila pinapakisamahan. Can they actually say that grabe tong si Chris, grabe tong si Harold, kapag ka nag-serve sa bahay namin, ramdam ko na nag-worship siya kay God. Because the Bible is saying, yes, we are to do these good things, we are to love the people around us, but we are to do that in view of God's mercy. So that as we do those things, it would be a worship and it would be possible. Okay? Moving on, I want us to read through verses 17 to 21. Sabi dito, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In these scriptures, I want you to notice the shift in the people that Paul was talking about. Okay? In verses 9 to 16, he was talking about the relationship among the people of God. So It's like he's saying na ganito mo tratuhin yung kapwa mo follower ni God. Okay? Kapwa mo believer kay God. This is how you're supposed to treat them. But here in verses 14 and 17 to 21, you will see na ang pinag-uusapan na ngayon is how the church of God or the followers of God are supposed to treat the persecutors, the evildoers, even their enemies. So it means to say that this set of scripture is actually telling us this, that in view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God on how we treat our enemies. I want you to see the level up. I want you to see how difficult it is yung pinapagawa ni Paul to the church in Rome. He's saying you are to bless even your enemies. You are to love even your enemies. You are even to take care of them. And hindi lang yon. He's even giving prohibitions. Mga sabi niya, huwag mong gagawin to. He said there, do not retaliate. Kapag ginawan ka ng masama, huwag mong gantihan. Do not take revenge. Do not fight evil with evil. Do not respond to them by doing bad things as well. In fact, you are to bless your enemies. Provide for them. Help them. Do not overcome evil with evil. Overcome evil by doing something good to them. This is a hard teaching for Paul. But I want you to know na hindi po siya yung original na nagturo nito. The original person who made this teaching is actually Jesus himself. With the disciples, he said in Luke 6 verses 27 to 28, he said, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." What a tall order. What a high demand from Jesus. But the truth is, it is possible. It is possible in view of God's mercy. That's why the scripture is encouraging us. In view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God on how we treat our enemies. The question now is, in the enemies that you have, I'm trusting na hindi naman po madami yon. I'm trusting na yung magka-qualify na mayroon kayong conflict na mga tao, hindi ganun kadami, handful lang. But to those people, how do you treat them? When God looks at our heart, when God looks at our actions, can God say na, grabe tong si Jerry. He worships me even on how he treats his enemies. He worships me even on how he relates with those who hurts him. He worships me on how he treats those who says bad things to him. Grabe tong si Jerry mag-worship. Can he say that to you? Can he say that to us? Because we are to worship God even on how we treat our enemies. In summary, this set of scripture is saying this to us. It's saying to us that in view of God's mercy, let us express our worship to God with our actions on how we treat others, even our enemies. Now, the big question is this. How did God express His mercy to us? We're saying na dapat yun yung tinitingnan natin. Dapat yun yung main consideration natin. Pero how did God express His mercy to us? Let's go back to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says there, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, while we were still enemies, Christ died for us." That's the mercy that we are to consider. That's the mercy that we're supposed to view. That's the mercy that is supposed to be the basis of every act of worship that we are to do in our lives. Whether it's toward the people in church, our family, the people that we have relationship with, or even towards our enemies. Because God Himself did demonstrate it. God Himself expressed it to every one of us. When He died on the cross, when He sacrificed Himself, even for His enemies. At the first part, initial part of our preaching, we said that what we are in view of affects what we do. My prayer and my hope is that in everything that we would do moving forward, we would always be in view of God's mercy. We would always be in view of what happened on the cross. But on the cross, Jesus Christ died the penalty that we are supposed to receive. That at the cross, He received the punishment that we are supposed to receive. That at the cross, He suffered so much just for you and for me. Why? Because that is His way of showing mercy to you and me. And in view of that mercy, we are to worship Him with our actions on how we treat others, even our enemies. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for indeed Your mercy is available for every one of us. Thank You for we know that none of us are deserving of Your mercy, yet You gave it to all of us. You made it available for all of us. And thank You, God, that today we can receive that mercy. Father, I thank You for even in those times that we neglected You, even in those times that we did things that hurt You, Lord, You still opted to give us mercy. Panginoon, pinili Mo na ipagkaloob sa amin ang mercy Mo. Kaya Panginoon, sa hapon na to, kami po'y lumalapit, nagpapasalamat, at ngayon po ay tumatanggap ng Iyong mercy. Lord, sa hapon na to, nawa Ikaw din, Panginoon, ang magturo sa amin na mag-worship sa Iyo, hindi lang sa mga inaawit namin, ngunit pati na rin sa mga pamumuhay namin, kung paano namin isinasabuhay ang araw-araw namin. Lord, we are asking for Your grace. Lord, allow us, God, to worship You in view of Your mercy. And thank You, Father, that You would also help us that as we relate and treat the people around us, it would be a worship to You. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity that You have given us to be with our families. Panginoon, it's not an accident that we are living with our family. Some of them, sobrang close na close namin. Some of them, Panginoon, hindi kami namin sila ganun ka-close sa aming mga tahanan. Ngunit, Panginoon, maraming salamat dahil binigyan Mo kami ng mercy Mo. Binigyan Mo kami ng love Mo. And because of that mercy, we can extend that love. We could express that love. We could give love and goodness to the people in our homes. Or we could treat them the way we would worship You. So Lord, thank You. Thank You for this opportunity and thank You for this grace. Lord, I even ask You that You would also grant us the grace to worship You as well on how we treat our enemies. To treat on how we treat those people that we do not like. God, pag nagbukas kami ng Facebook, dami namin nakikita na di namin gusto. Dami namin nakikita na didinig about people that we don't like. In our hearts, some of them, we even treat them like our enemies. But thank You, Father, for as You have reminded us, Lord God, we can also treat them the way You want us to treat them. And it would be a worship to You. Lord, for some of us, God, na hindi namin sila tinrato ng maayos, God, we repent. If that is you, you're listening right now, can you say that? That's me, God. Ako yun, Panginoon. Lord, today, in behalf of those who were not able to treat people around us the way You want us to treat them, God, we repent. We repent for those times. But today, God, as we repent, Lord, we are also acknowledged that we are forgiven in Jesus Christ. So thank You, Father, for today, we have a fresh start. We have a fresh start in our relationships. We have a fresh start in treating them. We have a fresh start in worshiping You as we relate to them. Lord, today, we commit our relationships with You. We commit our lives to You. We commit everything that we would do to You. And Father, we ask for Your grace that in everything that we would do, we would always do it in view of Your mercy to us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we close, I want to pray for one group of people right now. If you are here and you're joining us and you know that you haven't received yet that mercy that God is giving you. God is saying that mercy is for you. God wants you to have a relationship with Him. Would you accept Him as your Lord and Savior starting today? If that is you and you want to make that decision, could you bow your head and pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me, for sacrificing yourself so that I may receive God's mercy. Today, I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have done. Lord, I repent for doing those things that hurt you. But today, as I receive you in my life, I also receive your forgiveness. I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. I receive the new life that you are offering me. And as I do so, I'm committing to make you my Lord, my Savior, from this day forward. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for coming to my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you made that decision, I want you to know that you made the best decision in your life. And because of that, you will always have something to view in your life. Kahit ano pang pagdaanan mo, lagi mo nang pwedeng tingnan yung mercy na binigay sa'yo ng ating Panginoon. But guess what? We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Gusto namin ikaw tulungan. So let us be connected. Scan this QR code or probably contact this number or even sabihin mo lang dyan sa comment, I accepted Jesus. Yun, tutulungan ka namin. Let us be connected so that we could grow in our walk with God together. Alright, so before we go, before we close, let me speak a prayer and bless every one of you. Lord, thank you for everyone who joined us this afternoon. Thank you for allowing us to have a mighty encounter with you. I pray for your grace sa lahat ng gagawin namin throughout the week. We even pray for your protection so that no sickness or harm would come upon us. Today, we're claiming all those things by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.